Chapter 64. It did not have a good look when Harriet Dunsmore, the first candidate to be Ron's secretary, fled from his office in tears. She returned to her place in the main office pool at Hill's and said she did not want to discuss her interview. The rumor mill at Middle Hills switched into high gear. One story had it that she looked like he had said something inappropriate to her. This story was started by Audie Riffle's secretary, who regularly got her breasts squeezed by Audie. Another report contended that at Mountain Oaks, people called Dr. Tuck and his secretary Beauty and the Beast. The entire rumor was complicated by Rose Schweitzer's refusal to make any comment other than, "He's no Sandy Hums." Connie Lake heard these stories with interest and amusement. Before her interview with Ron, she called Harriet at home. "I don't want to pry, Harriet, but is there anything I should know, be worrying about, by having this interview?" Harriet liked Connie. Everyone liked Connie, who was one of the girls and sold Avon products. She was a good friend who would do you a favor. What he wanted was just too much. "I don't think I could have done it." Connie knew that Harriet was not the sharpest knife in the drawer and decided to just file what she said away. Ron conducted the interview at his Summit office. Connie Lake was a small, nicely dressed, dark-haired woman who was about Ron's age. She had large, dark eyes that were accented by her very straight, short black hair. Ron glanced over her resume and saw that she worked in a corporate office in Bloomfield before a long break in her employment history that restarted with a part-time job at a high school in the town where she lived. They had exchanged pleasantries, and Ron asked her if she wanted some water. "I'm fine, thank you," said Connie. "I see that you worked in Bloomfield," said Ron. Connie smiled, a big, winning smile that Ron liked instantly. "That was a while ago, before I had my kids." "That's the reason for the long break," said Ron. "That, and we moved out of Bloomfield," said Connie. "Is that where you are from, originally?" said Ron. He was thinking her oddly familiar, but was sure he didn't know her. "Originally?" Connie paused and smiled. "Originally, I'm from Newark in Essex County." It was the way that she said Newark that hit him with the all-too-familiar pronunciation. "Me too," said Ron. Connie let her eyes take him in, and her head was nodding. "Yeah, I can see that." They talked for a few minutes about places that they both knew. Connie used to hang at Tingling's hot dog stand. Ron was smiling broadly, feeling very comfortable. He came to the part that caused Harriet Dunmore to flee in terror. "I have to do a lot of writing," said Ron. "Do you know how to take dictation?" Connie looked at him like she was accepting a challenge. She decided to surprise him because she had already figured out that she wanted the job, and that he wasn't harmless, but he was manageable. "I took a few secretarial courses," she said. "Is it okay if we try it out?" said Ron. He handed Connie a pad and pen. Ron started dictating off the top of his head. It was addressed to Sandy and was a memo about the need to transition courses of study into manageable, readable documents and how to go about doing it. He tended to either look down or away as he spoke, like he was seeing it as he said it. When he finished speaking, Connie stopped writing. Then she read it back to him verbatim. Ron looked her full in his face. You can run this office, can't you? I'm pretty sure I can, said Connie. Instinctively, Ron was pretty sure that she could, too. He had his secretary.